This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 13 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are from Alaska Interfaith Power and Light. We have Stuart Cohen. He's a co-chair, and also George Partlow. He's a member, and he's on the steering committee. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, a lot of climate change events happening this week here in the capital city.
Mm-hmm.
Among them, Alaska Interfaith Power and Light has invited Catherine Hayhoe to come speak here in town. It looks like one on Friday at 4 p.m. at the UAS Egan Lecture Hall, mm-hmm. and one another one on Friday at 7 p.m. at Chapel by the Lake. Does that mm-hmm. sound about right?
That's right.
Yes, yeah. And they're two different sorts of things that she'll be talking about.
All right. Before we get to the details of those, we did have Alaska Interfaith Power and Light on the show last week a little bit to tell us about who they are. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah. Alaska Interfaith Power and Light is an organization of people of faith, people from various religious groups who are interested in the spiritual and moral dimension of the climate change crisis. We're particularly concerned about the impact that climate change has on the most vulnerable people, especially people in the third world who have the least to do with what's causing climate change but are bearing the worst effects. So we're interested in facilitating conversations in the religious community so that churches and synagogues and other faith groups can actually be taking a lead on dealing with the effects of climate change.
Would you add to that, Stuart?
Yeah. What we do is go around to different congregations, and we talk to both the pastors and to the congregants who might be concerned about this issue. And we do a couple things. We try to provide them information, and we try to provide them materials on how to organize, how to talk about it with other members of their congregation, and about why they feel that it's important to deal with.
Okay. I have a clip of Dr. Catherine Hayhoe introducing herself and sort of talking about what she does. You guys want to take a listen so our listeners can kind of hear her voice and get to know
sure.
her a bit?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see if I can cue this up right.
They asked, there what we go. Do you do? I explained that I studied global warming, and they said, oh, that's wonderful. We need somebody like you to tell our children the right things. You would not believe the lies that they're being taught at school. They told us that the ice in the Arctic is melting, and it's threatening the polar bears. And I said, well, I'm afraid that that's true. There's often a perceived conflict between science and faith. It's a little bit like coming out of the closet, admitting to people that you are a Christian and you are a scientist. My husband, he is the pastor of an evangelical church, and many people would approach him to ask him questions about climate change. If anything, there's even more questions in the Christian community because we are targeted by so much of the disinformation that's going on. So that's why my husband and I decided to write a book together, a scientist and a pastor, on what a faith-based response to this problem looks like. With climate change, much of our response to this issue is emotional. The fear of how our lives would be irrevocably changed if we uprooted our entire economy, and how our rights to enjoy the luxuries of energy and water might be ripped away from us. Well, as a Christian, we're told that God is not the author of fear. God is love. When we're acting out of fear, we're thinking about ourselves. When we act about love, we are not thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about others. Our global neighbors, the poor and the disadvantaged, the people who do not have the resources to adapt. And so I believe that we are called, first of all, to love each other, and second of all, to act. Am I a climate change evangelist? The evangel means good news. Climate change is not really very good news right now. But at the same time, I think it is good news to know that we have choices.
How did you guys find Dr. Catherine Hayhoe?
Well, We had heard about her before. She's very renowned in the United States. And then some people from Fairbanks decided to bring her up, and they sort of sent us a letter and thought, well, we haven't heard from them, so maybe they're not interested. And we quickly jumped on that and were able to coordinate with them to bring her down here.
Okay. What are you hoping that people will take from her visit, George?
Well, I'm hoping, for one thing, that they'll have an opportunity to actually ask her some of the questions that people have about climate change, because she really is a world-class climate scientist, climatologist from West Texas University. She was one of the editors of the National Climate Assessment, and she's worked on the IPCC reports. And science is in her blood. Her dad was a science teacher. She actually started out in astrophysics and then got interested in climate science. So I think many climate activists understand something about what's going on, but they can't actually necessarily answer detailed questions on exactly what it is we think is happening and why we think it's the case and what we can do about it.
Okay. How about you, Stuart Cohen?
What I hope people will get out of her visit is to realize we're all in this together. And I see on both sides of this issue, there's a lot of suspicion and a lot of sort of contempt for the other side. And I see that on both sides. And I think people need to what she can show people is this is how you talk to people in a way that they can listen, because people tend to fall into a lot of buzzwords or a lot of kind of talking points they've heard in the media. And this is on both sides. And I'm hoping that people can put all that aside and say, look, there really is a problem, and we need to put aside all our other differences and solve this problem. And then our kids will have a world where they can argue about this stuff. But if they don't, they're not going to.
Got it. Can one of you please detail the two talks on Friday again for us, please?
Okay. So the first one is entitled Combating Climate Change Silence, Why People Don't Talk About Climate Change and How to Break That Silence. And that's on Friday at 4 p.m. in the Egan Lecture Hall at UAS. And then the other talk is at Chapel by the Lake, which is sort of right next door, on Christianity and Climate Change, Facts, Fiction, and Our Faith.
7 p.m. Right.
Yeah, and that's at 7 p.m., I'm sorry.
And I see that one's followed by a question and answer. Will the first one be as well?
Probably there will be some question and answer time, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you guys, thank you both for coming on the show and telling us about these two talks this Friday.
Thank you.
4 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Thanks. I hope we'll see you there.
Yeah. Where's the best place to go for more information?
We have a Facebook page, Alaska Interfaith Power and Light. People can find it there.
Yeah. All right. Stuart Cohen, George Partlow talking about Dr. Catherine Hayhoe's visit this Friday here in Juneau. More at Alaska Interfaith Power and Light Facebook page. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.